Hi, Kim.
Hello, Jill.
What do we want to talk about today?
We just went through Christmas and New Year's. How'd you do?
Oh, it was interesting. It was mostly peaceful with a few pretty intensive moments in it that were and still are delivering a lot of learning. And I get details. Yep. It's just at this stage, I'm like, let's go with the overview.
Yep. So compared to the previous years, how do you feel about this year versus the previous years?
You know, really, all in all, this year, I felt really free. Freed from expectations around holidays, obligations, that kind of thing. And I actually felt, without a whole lot of fanfare around it, a whole lot more of the, like, peace on earth. You know, that, like, it was more real for me than it really ever has been. And yet all the activity was less than ever.
Yeah.
So I've had a whole variety of holidays in my life, quite honestly. I've celebrated Christmas on Christmas. I've celebrated Christmas before Christmas. Told you this, we live in Minnesota. I've had snowy Christmases. I've had desert Christmases. Spent Christmas in Las Vegas once, because why not?
Yep.
What's it like?
Yep.
Whole nother podcast. But yeah, this one was just really distinct to me. Very, almost like, uneventful. But actually, underneath it, it was so, there was so much more, like, true internal peace and tapping into, like, the message of the season.
Yes.
For me, than really ever.
I've been hearing that actually more with clients this year.
Have you? And I was going to say, how about yours, Kim?
I just go with the flow. I've learned to let go of my family and the perceived expectations that are supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be here on this date. You're supposed to do this on this time. I'm just at a point where, tell me where I need to be and I'll show up. That's kind of,
I'm telling you where I need to be, and I'll let you know if I show up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was where you were years ago, and I really literally am now. Like, I'll let you know if I'll be there.
Yep. I did have to put some boundaries up in regards to, there was expectation that I was going to be there for every little aspect of every little thing that was going on. And I'm like, no. I am choosing to do this instead. Nothing that was, you know, I wasn't rude or mean or condescending to anybody. It was just more like, this is what I need to do for me. And this year, everybody was very respectful of that. And the previous years, there would have been, well, why are you doing that? And very judgmental criticism. There really was not that this year. It was very, what do you want to call it? There was a lot of activities going on all over the place in the holidays, but everything was more calm.
Yeah.
So you're saying that.
Yes.
You notice more peace. I recognize that within my family. There was less judgment. It was just more peaceful, even though it was very eventful. Even the choices that were made, where somebody wanted to go snow tubing.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the group didn't want to go snow tubing. Guess what? When they looked online, the snow tubing was already filled for the day, so we couldn't go. And instead of everybody's like, it was more, maybe next time we can always figure out something else. We can do something different instead of snow tubing.
Yeah.
And it worked out way better. And there was
not
anger. There was no judgment. There was no resentment. It was just more like, we have a different opportunity. Let's find something different.
Nice.
And it was so peaceful.
Nice.
And this is where I'm hearing this from more people in this last year, that there's this transition is happening.
Yeah.
It is coming. The more peace.
And also, just for the record, there was some moments in my holiday that were not peaceful at all. Just so you know, like, if you listen to this going, whoa, wait a second, like, I'm going to use, there was a few moments when mine was a shit show.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
So
But you didn't let yourself get into it.
I went through that process, whatever it was.
Yep.
And is and so on, but I didn't let it be the definition of it.
Yes.
And it was really like an interesting, it was a challenge. It was really interesting. There was so much in it, so much learning. And it also gave a contrast to really helped me appreciate that peace and calm that was there. And the reason, in my opinion, why this thing came up and became like this big thing, kind of blew up in my face, is because I got, I just get super deeply committed to peace and calm. And this thing was not peace and calm.
Yep.
And it really did blow up in my face. It did. But I knew it too. I knew it was going to. I wasn't wanting it to, and I wasn't doing this to be dramatic, to do whatever, but I just knew. I was like, I need peace and calm in my life, and something about it wasn't. So my point for sharing that is just saying, if your experience was some blow up, some challenges, because that's also quite common. Yeah. Some people have beautiful holidays. Some people have very horrible holidays. I know someone who I won't give details about her either, but she, I am certain, had a very challenging holiday for a whole different reason than say mine was, and probably did not experience much peace and calm. But perhaps years from now, we'll realize maybe it did lay a foundation of peace and calm. But it's unfolding. Like right now, reflecting back, I doubt she would identify peace and calm. So I love that there's a theme there, but I also like to put in the exception, like, hey, if it's not your theme, that doesn't mean you're not like in tune. It just means you're on, someone described me, I love this metaphor. It's like a ship. Not everyone can be on one side of the ship or the ship tips.
Yep.
We have to be having different layers or levels of experiences so that that ship still stays. What are you laughing about?
I can just see the ship.
Can't you?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We're all over there in peace and calm all the time. Like the ship goes down. Some of us do need to be over here like, oh, wow, that was like the worst holiday I've ever had. Well, thank you for keeping the overall humanity ship even.
Because Earth is duality.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, thank you for all those people that had to go through the extremes for us.
Right? and hopefully in all that, though, there still is that theme. Like, if you dig deep enough, there probably was some peace and calm or pointers to, while this is pretty wild right now, perhaps there's something in you that knows, it's going to bring some longer term peace and calm.
And I would say too, with the extremes, you know, when people are feeling the peace and the calm and the happiness, or able to recognize it at least in their situation versus the others that are not able to see the peace and calm in their situation. When there's such an extreme in your physical body, so you're not having peace and calm, it's been a really rough year, challenges, all this stuff that are happening. And your body cannot get even into understanding a place of calmness inside. That is where then you are tipping over your own ship.
Yeah. I'm looking at
it. And you need to reel it back in. So there's, we are given opportunities to see the opposite side of situations. And if you're getting pulled to the extreme, like to the extreme on one side, that is telling you that you're struggling. You need to pull back. You need to retreat. You need to pull up the white flag and say, I'm done. I surrender. Whatever it is to pull yourself back in from all the external forces, from your own negative thoughts that are probably overpowering you at this point. Your body's going to get sick. That's the
if you don't
reel it in
and balance your shit.
Yep.
So what I would say is like that was a big thing for me in this challenge that came up. And just recently, I was talking with someone who was like, you know, a crisis is an opportunity, and I think it's the Chinese language or Japanese, or perhaps it's both, where that word means the same thing. It's the same word for both crisis and opportunity, because they are. And this wasn't like a major crisis for me, but it was a big, big challenge. Like it was a big something. What it really pointed to for me, Kim, was that my ship was very unbalanced, that I was having inner experiences around some of these plans, some of these holiday plans and things that are coming up, and that I wasn't tuning in to my inner ship, we'll call it that.
Yep.
It was getting out of balance, and I was saying, no, it's fine. It's fine. Until I couldn't anymore.
Yeah.
And actually, the moment that I couldn't anymore, I sat there, I was just like, because I knew by writing my ship was going to upset some other people.
Yeah.
And it did. But I knew that was going to happen. And everything in me was saying, just go forward to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Keep the peace. And something in me was like, but you are foregoing your own inner peace to keep the peace.
Yep.
And it was like, no, write your ship, balance your ship, if you will. And I balanced it. And ultimately, it was a crisis or a challenge. And ultimately, I know, like, wow, there's so much coming out of that.
Yep.
And continuing, like, to come into my own inner awareness about the state of my ship.
Yep. Now, that being said,
yes,
I want everybody on here to just think about, for one, your experiences, but then looking back at everybody else that was in your holiday adventures, how many of those people actually got sick? Because right now, in the standard world, it's like, oh, you're together in a group, in a crowd, you're going to get sick. The virus is spread very quickly. Well, I'm sorry, but in my group of people, there's only two people that kind of got some like cold sinusy type stuff out of a large group. And it's because, well, I'm going to attribute it because that our emotions were more in check. We were more authentic with ourselves. We had our own boundaries. We didn't hold judgment. If somebody wanted to go off and go fishing, okay, you go fishing. We're going to still do our own little thing. Everybody was more true to who they were. And it didn't matter how they ate. Some of the family members, they eat like, to me, horrible, crappy, but they were able to balance things out because everybody kept their emotions in check and nobody was judging.
Yeah.
But now you look at your family and you look at the ones who are actually getting sick. You have the ones who are more empathic, the ones who are feeling, they're acknowledging, they're recognizing all the disturbances that are all around. Then you have the people who are the ones who judge somebody very harshly or negative thinking processes. Like, I'm kind of challenging all of you to look at that and seeing how the emotions are more of an impact when it comes to group gatherings as the reason why viruses spread quicker.
Interesting. That's very interesting. That's a great challenge. That really is.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, let's do that. We'll just
dig
into that, play with that.
Yeah. You want to know more about this stuff. It's more medical intuitive. It's more being in alignment with who you are. This is what Jill and I do.
And there's going to be more coming about medical intuitive stuff very soon. I'm just saying that out loud publicly right now, but I'm not going to share more than that other than it's going to be really exciting and fun.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Once again, one harmonical.
Kim and Jill.
Yay. Bye for now.